This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I am Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. This show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, the Preferred Provider List, and the Brat Shop. Please be sure and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and check out our sponsors. So after the last 2 weeks when I had Christine Delasio, she's an interior designer on the show, many of you called me and asked me questions about getting your home on the market. Mostly things that we didn't talk about, of course, because with Christine, we were talking about, you know, from an interior designer's side of it, what's in, what's out, that sort of thing. So I'm going to give you a step-by-step instruction list of what to do today to get your house on the market. I'm also going to do a show for buyers next week. So be sure and tune in next week. So I'll talk to buyers about, you know, buying a home. But this week is more for people that want to list their home. What do you need to do? And, you know, I do this show a couple times a year because, you know, I get people, well, you know, they decided to sell their home. And, you know, Debbie, you know, can you run down that list again, you know, to make sure that I've hit everything, that I'm not forgetting anything. So the do's and don'ts. What's the very first thing a buyer's going to see about your home? That's going to be the exterior. So that's going to be the paint on your home. And what did we learn from Christine, the interior designer? Blue is out. If your home, if the exterior paint of your home is blue, it's very dated. And, you know, I kind of knew that prior to anyways, before she was on the show. I have a friend who built a new home and wants me to list it. When I drove up, it was blue. I said, what were you thinking? Why didn't you call me? Well, you know, I'm thinking blue's good. Well, yeah, you know, yeah, it was about maybe 20 years ago, 10 years ago, not even 10 years ago. But anyways, blue is out. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you might think twice of repainting it blue. Paint it something else. More of earth tones would be nice. Cream color is always sharp. That always pops. If you don't want to paint your home, but your home has peeling or chip paint, you got to fix it. You just have to. And the reason for that is not just because it's unsightful. People don't want to see that sort of thing. It's pretty ugly. But because when your home does go under contract, the house is going to be appraised. The appraiser goes out to see the value, to see if they can come into value of the contract price. They're also going to check for certain issues with the home. Does it have peeling or chip paint? That could be an issue. You know, it used to be that an appraiser would never make funding conditional upon correcting a home that has chipping paint if the house was built after January 1st of 1978. That date means something to us realtors. Anything built before January 1st of 1978, it is presumed it's got lead paste paint in it, okay? Not unless it has been scraped and repainted. Most people paint over paint. They just do. They don't scrape it off. They paint over. So homes that are built before January 1st of 1978, an appraiser is going to assume that it has lead paste paint also, which is an issue. So if your paint is chipping or peeling, and it was built before January 1st of 1978, I promise you it's going to be an issue. Now, if it was built after January 1st of 1978, again, I said after, it's still probably going to be an issue. Now, I've had appraisers for the last several years have my clients take care of, you know, certain little areas that maybe they might have missed, even though their house was built after January 1st of 1978. They make them do their corrections. But, you know, more than anything, you want your house to look in tip-top shape. So repaint. You know, sometimes you don't have to have chipping or peeling paint in order for the house to look ugly. If it's pale, if the sun has beaten on it and it just looks dull, you probably want to repaint it anyway. So take that in consideration. What about the trim around the front door and the back door? You know, do you have wood that's rotted? How about siding? Do you have siding that is rotted? You want to take care of this. That's going to be an inspection issue. If not, it might be an appraisal issue. So yes, I know they're not buying a brand new home. I get it. But there's still conditions upon funding a home with FHA and VA, not necessarily with conventional and, you know, cash. A person's paying cash. You know, you don't have anybody to have to go out there and do an appraisal, so it's not going to be an issue. It could be an inspection issue, though. So one thing I want you to know when you're selling a home, You're not going to say in the middle of the contract, you went under contract, okay, you got a buyer. You've accepted their offer, you're under contract. And then you're sitting there thinking, you know what? I really love my home. You know, it's a mistake that I put it on the market. I'm under contract. Yeah, I think I'm going to cancel. No, no, no. You can't cancel as a seller. You cannot cancel a contract. You cannot. A buyer can. A buyer can all day long. They can find reasons to cancel on a contract, but not a seller. The only way a seller can get out of selling their home, doesn't matter if you're being transferred with your job. Nope, it doesn't matter. You signed on the dotted line. But if a seller is under contract and the buyer has a home inspected and there's a list of items that need to be taken care of and the seller really doesn't want to sell, best thing they can do for themselves is, you know what? I'm not going to take care of any of these issues. And typically a buyer will walk, especially if there are serious issues. They're going to walk. That's how sellers get out of it. So just be sure if you're going to sell your home, you're going to sell your home. And, you know, my girlfriend, she's a realtor. And she had a military family that was PCSing. And then their house went under contract. And then his orders were pulled. For whatever reason, he wasn't going to PCS. He was going to stay like another year or two. And so he told his realtor, who was my friend, that we're not going anywhere now. They pulled my orders. She told the buyer's agent, and the buyer said, too bad, so sad. We still want the house. They had to sell their house. Now, I will say this. Most buyers, knowing that it is a military person, will bow out and say, okay, I get it. I get it. This is something that was out of your control. I get it. But this buyer did not say that. This buyer did not care and didn't say, hey, I get it. They were going to purchase the home no matter what. And so they purchased the home. And the sellers, they went and they moved into a rental property. So what can you learn from that? Be nice to the military personnel, folks, right? All right, so now you're under contract with selling your home. You wanted to sell your home, and now you're going to go around your home and see what corrections you need to make. All right, so we've already went over the exterior paint and the trim, the siding and all that. Make sure nothing's rotted. Go inside your home. Check out your carpeting. What does your carpeting look like? Is it all matted? Is it really nasty, dirty? And you want top dollar? Well, if it's really matted, really dirty, there's some carpet cleaning companies that can really help you. You can probably straighten that up. But you know what? If it needs to be stretched, if it's got holes in it, if it looks really worn and you want top dollar for your home, you need to have it replaced. You just do. And I want to encourage you to put in wood. You can even put in some laminate wood in there. People really like that. So don't carpet your entire house. There's nothing worse than going into a house and seeing carpeting in the bathroom and in the dining room and in the kitchen. Any of those rooms, do not put carpeting in any of those rooms. It's a real turnoff. If you happen to have carpeting in those rooms and you're going to sell your home, yank it out. Yank it out, put some laminate down, put some wood down, do something. Go to Lowe's, check out to see what they have. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, if not, get a professional in there and get it changed. I will tell you this. If you have carpeting in your dining room, your formal dining room, your kitchen, and your bathroom, you're going to get a lower offer on your home. People hate it. They just do. Let's just say it like it is. It's just nasty to have carpeting in those rooms. Check out the paint on your walls, on the interior of the homes. The paint on the walls, you have different colored walls in like one room and then the other room, like you know, different colors throughout the home. Repaint, do all one color throughout the home. Christine even said that to us, right? One color throughout the home. She says gray is out. I am so happy about that. She says blue is in, but a muted blue. She says that creams are always in. That's not a problem, but don't do gray. You know, some of you might think, well, you know, and it might not look so sharp, but you know, I can clean it. Well, clean it. See what it looks like. You know, always have a second set of eyes check out your house. You know, if you could have like a best friend come over and just say, you know what? I'm not going to take it personally if you tell me that my house is just dirty and I need to get things done. I'm not going to take that personally. Please critique it. Please be nice. Just tell me the truth. That is being nice when you're being honest. Because if you're not going to be honest with them, then they're not going to get top dollar for their home. You know, I do that all day long. I go and I critique people's homes for selling the home. So if you want to know more about that, of course, you can always call me, 719-641-1357. I'm going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about more things you need to do to your home. And I think you might be surprised about my little pet peeve and how I judge the cleanliness of a home. Please come on back, listen and learn. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I've been going over a list of what home sellers need to do before listing the home. And I also told you I was going to tell you my little pet peeves. I'll get to that in just a few. So we're talking about paint. If it's dull, paint it. Paint it all one color throughout the home. No grays. Grays are out. Maybe a light blues, maybe creams, okay? Do not do grays. So check out your countertops. What condition are your countertops in? If you're asking for a high dollar and you live in a really decent area, you've got laminate or tile countertops, get rid of them. You have got to have a nice countertop. Now remember, the kitchen is the heart of the home. Most people make their decision of which home they're going to purchase based on the kitchen. Believe it or not, that is a big factor in purchasing a home is the kitchen. Now with me, it's because I fell in love with the master closet. It's huge, but I like the kitchen too. I just recently had my kitchen remodeled. I like it even more. Please do not replace with granite. Do quartz. Quartz is more updated and it's just more beautiful in my opinion. With granite, you have to have it sealed. You have to have maintenance done to it. Not with quartz. It's not porous at all. But Google countertop surfaces and see which one best meets your needs. I have a client that is remodeling a home, pretty much a full gut, okay? And he wanted to put a butcher block countertop on. And I don't like them because wood's porous. Yes, you can seal them, but I just don't, it's not my cup of tea. So I talked to Christine DeLacio, who is, you know, our interior designer who's been on our show, and she said absolutely not. You know, it's fine if you have a cabin out in the boondock somewhere, but don't do it in your home. I've shown homes that have the butcher block countertops and people just do not like them. It's as bad as having the laminate and as having the tile countertops. Now there's some really nice countertops out there. The Corian is not very expensive at all. And it's nice. It's very smooth. It's sharp looking. So that's something you might want to consider doing also. But you know, if you got some really bad looking countertops and they're just in really bad condition, you really need to replace those if you're asking for a top dollar. Same thing with your cabinets. What do your cabinets look like? Are they shot? Are they dull? Maybe you're not one of these people that really clean them all the time. You know, if your cabinets aren't in condition where you need to have them resurfaced or replaced, give them a good cleaning. Just give them a good cleaning. Let me tell you what takes grease off of cabinets. It's my go-to for everything. It's vinegar. It's vinegar. Just put some vinegar in a bowl, dip a rag into the vinegar, and you're probably saying straight vinegar. Well, yeah, if you got a lot of grease in your cabinets, yeah, straight vinegar. If it's not, if it's kind of light, just add some water, one part to one part, and wash down those cabinets, and I think you're going to be really, really surprised at the results. The same thing with the over-the-stove fan, kitchen fan, and the microwave, wash down with vinegar. You know, a lot of people say you should never, ever clean your hardwood floors or even pergo, you know, laminates or anything like that with water. People take a very lightly damp rag. Well, let me tell you something. Floors get dirty, especially if you've got pets. I have always used vinegar on my floors. Always. It doesn't matter if they were tile, if they were laminate, if they're hardwoods, it wouldn't matter. I use vinegar. And I've got one of those cross waves, you know, like they look like a vacuum, but they clean hard surface floors. And I use mine and I put vinegar in it and it does a fantastic job. And my floors look amazing. So remember, vinegar is your go-to for almost everything. And if I'm not using vinegar, I'm using Dawn. I love both of them. All right. So now we've talked about cleaning your kitchen, cleaning the bathroom and that sort of thing. So I want you to look at your faucets. Do you have hard water deposits on your faucets? And are your faucets outdated? If they're outdated, just change them out. If they're not, but they got hard water deposits, you need to get those off, okay? And there's some products that you can find at the hardware store to remove those hard water stains. They don't look so nice. So now I'm going to tell you how I judge the cleanliness of a home. Have you ever went to go home shopping and you open up the curtain, the shower curtain or the shower door, and you see mold and mildew in the shower and the bathtub? People, if you've got this issue in your home, you need to take care of it because it really is a reflection on how clean your home is. Your home might be stellarly clean, you think it is, but it's always in the back of people's minds when they see something like that, thinking, okay, what else are they hiding? So clean up those tiles. And if you're missing grout, you need to have it regrouted. If you've got big gaps of grout missing, you've got water behind your tile. You need to have a professional out there if you can't do it yourself, because the wall needs to probably be replaced, the board behind it, because you're going to get mold and mildew building up behind the tile if you're just covering it up. Very important. My other pet peeve is patio door runners. When I go and view homes and I open up the patio door and I look at the bottom where it runs on, you know, on the bottom, and if it's caked in filth, that pretty much grosses me out. Dog hair, cat hair in those grooves, pretty unsightly. And, you know, after you get your house on the market, if you've got dogs or cats and they put their little noses up against the glass doors, you know, before you leave home, clean them off. I mean, that just happens. You know, they love to look outside. They love to see what's going on. And they're your babies. So be sure and clean them off. If you got doggy doors, the little doggy doors that flap, you know, those get so nasty. Clean them. Again, vinegar. Or you know what? Use Dawn. That'll take off the, I speak a little bit of Spanish. We call them mocos in my house. Takes off the mocos off the flap of the doggy door. Okay, clean it off. You know, there's certain things that people don't think of when they're trying to sell their home. They remember to have their roof inspected. They remember to get their furnace pre-inspected and their air conditioner pre-inspected and their humidifier pre-inspected. You know, you get all these things pre-inspected. But you know what? It's things that people see that homeowners don't think that they see. They do see it. Trust me on that one. They do see it. People will open up kitchen doors. They will open up the pantry because they want to see, you know, if they can put their groceries in there. If it's just a little like 7-Eleven pantry or is it a Costco pantry, right? So have things neat and very orderly. Gosh, I know it's hard. You know, your linen closets, do you wad up your linens and stuff in there? Are you one of those people that can't fold up a fitted sheet and you see you just wad it up into a ball and you stick it in the linen closet? Google it. Google how to fold those babies up. It took me a while to learn, but now I've got it down to an art, okay? Just little things like that. You know, stop and think. What will people look at? They're going to look at your blinds. Clean your blinds, people. They get greasy and nasty. Again, your windowsills, that sort of thing. Also, clean out those horrible, nightmarish children's closets. You know, don't take all the toys up from the floor because you have a showing that day and just throw them in the closet. Okay, no, you don't want to do that. And as most of my listeners will know, this is a big deal for me. Do not take everything from the house because you're decluttering and stick it in the garage. That is a huge no-no. People want to see your garage. Just decluttering the house and then cluttering up the garage is just taking one problem from one area and sticking it into another. People want to see the garage. They want to see if their car will fit in there. They want to see if, you know, if it's a three-car garage and it's piled, and trust me on this one, okay, people will take advantage of that three-car garage and they'll stick all kinds of stuff in there. People want to see, you know, if they don't have three cars, maybe their motorcycle, maybe their bicycles. You know, they want to see what they can store in there, and they can't do it if you've got stuff in there from the floor to the ceiling. I had clients that had six-car garage, folks. And guess what they did? You couldn't even walk through it. And of course, Debbie suggested they get a storage unit. They had to get a couple of them, and they moved everything there. And guess what? They sold their home for top dollar. People want to see your home, but they want to see it clean. I just want to emphasize to you that if you need to sell a home and you've got a lot of issues, that you feel so overwhelmed, it doesn't mean you can't sell your home. It just doesn't. If you want more information about that, if you want me to come over to your home and critique your home, let me know. I'd be more than happy to do that. I do that for so many people and from different price ranges. I think you'd be absolutely amazed. I know I'm not going to be hard on you. I'm just going to give you suggestions of what you can, what you can't do. I have had plenty of clients that want to sell their home, but they don't have a nickel to put in it. But there's a way to sell that home. Trust me on that one. There's always an audience out there for every home. So I hope I've given you some great information about listing your home. Maybe I've missed something. If I have, give me a call. 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. And then when I critique your home, hopefully you and I are going to sit down and we're going to talk about our flat listing fee. At City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we are the original local flat listing fee brokers. This isn't no gimmicks or nothing like that. No jokes. We actually do what we say we're going to do. We list your home for a flat listing fee of $3,500. Now, what do you get? You get us and you get massive advertising. There's nothing that we do not do. We will also have a professional photographer take pictures of your home. And we're going to pay for it. Give me a call. If you got any questions, you want me to come over, critique your home, sit down and talk about selling your home, get a plan. And maybe you're one of those, we have so many of them that we've helped that sell their home and they want to buy a home. That takes some big planning, okay? But we can do it. 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com and be sure you go to The Brat Shop Facebook page and please like it. That's The Brat Shop, shoppe.com. And embrace the legacy. I hope I've enlightened you today, my friends. I want to wish you a wonderful week. Please be safe. Arrive alive. Don't text and drive. And remember, it's never, ever too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I answer questions from my listeners and tell you how we save our sellers big money and give a rebate back to our buyers. We truly make your real estate experience more affordable. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.